Hey brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lettering 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I do this video for His glory alone. In December of 2021, last month, I received two warning dreams about a lights out event. And that's what the Lord has called it in several other messages and warnings that He has given me in the past. He's called it a lights out event. He's given me many warnings about these power outages and many warnings about a power grid failure or possible an EMP. He has not given me the dates or the locations exactly where it's going to happen. I assume it's in the United States. It could be in Europe. I do not know. However, he did give me one message concerning New York City, and that this is one place that it will happen, and I will have those links to the other warnings. I will have those in my blogs in the blog, and it will be down below. The link will be down below so you can check them out. Brothers and sisters, the Lord, He has been so merciful, so long-suffering, patient, and faithful. He has given out so many warnings of what's to come through His watchmen and His prophets. And this is in order that His people can prepare, that they can be praying, and they will not be caught unaware or off guard. And that's why He gives His warnings. And He has given us delays. I believe that the reason we've had some delays is because of the prayers of the saints that has held back His hand of judgment in so many areas. But all of us are sensing the same thing. I sense in my spirit that the days of delay are rapidly closing, and soon there will be no more time to prepare. So that's why He keeps sounding the alarm, brothers and sisters. All right, I want to go ahead and read these two dreams that I had. The first one I received on the 5th of December, 2021, and I was standing on a front lawn looking out at the street in front of me, and I saw a white repair emergency electric bucket truck vehicle. And you know what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters, those white electric bucket trucks that go and fix the electrical lines. Well, that's what I saw. But then my view zoomed in, and I saw something really strange. I saw myself in the bucket part of the truck. And then I saw myself rise up. The arm of that bucket truck started lifting me up to the electrical lines. And it was as if I was supposed to repair the electric lines that had been broken down. That was the end of this dream vision. Now, the interpretation has really two interpretations. The first one is the spiritual one, is I believe that I was, in the vision, I was repairing something that was broken, which reminds me of the verse in the Bible about the repairers of the breach. And that's what the Lord is calling His people to do, is to help and be a repairer of the breach. What's a breach? A breach is a gap or a break. So it's to help repair people who are broken and to stand in the gap for them. And you can read about that in Isaiah 58:12, where it says, "You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in." And that's what we're to be doing. We are to be standing in the gap for His people, for the church. We are to help heal, give instruction, guidance, teachings, and warnings. And the ministries that the Lord has shown me that His prophets and His watchmen need to be doing are feeding the sheep, equipping the saints, preparing the bride, and setting the captives free. And I will have those four things along with the scriptures in my blog. Now, the physical part of this warning is obvious. This is another warning for an electrical power outage, a power grid failure, brothers and sisters, that is coming. All right, let me go ahead and tell you my second dream now. In this dream, I was outside at what seemed like at first some kind of festival. However, as I looked all around, I noticed that all the people were wearing clothes dating back to the 1800s. I also saw that they seemed to be living in like makeshift huts and tents. I even saw open fire pits and they had black iron pots cooking on them. I then realized that I wasn't at a festival or a reenactment, but that people here were actually living this way. Now, I felt really out of place. I remember feeling really out of place because I was dressed in modern-day clothing. And I felt like I needed to leave right away, or I needed to find some clothing to put on that was 1800s so I would blend in and wouldn't feel so conspicuous. And that's the end of that part of the dream, brothers and sisters. So what the Lord showed me about this dream is that it represents what's going to happen when we lose our electricity. When the power grid goes down, it will throw us back into the days before electricity, just like in the 1800s, when we didn't have lights, we didn't have cars, we didn't have electric stoves and refrigerators and all these things. That's what the Lord was showing me, is that if this happens, we will be thrown back to the 1800s. So again, this is another warning about power outages and what will happen with that outage and the repercussions. So continue, brothers and sisters, continue to be praying, continue to be praying for mercy and asking the Lord to please have mercy upon us. As his judgments continue to fall, he will still be there with us. He will still help us every step of the way if we look to him and stay close to him.